Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Krista Eswick, history graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 29th, 1840, the Barbadian newspaper reported on the appearance in the Court of Appeal of Mr. Thomas Day, who had previously been the official emigration agent for British Guyana. The background to this court appearance by Mr. Day was his appointment in February of 1839 as an immigration agent in Barbados to recruit laborers and other classes of workers to be employed in British Guyana. Mr. Day subsequently set up his recruitment office at No. 3 James Street in Bridgetown. The appointment of Mr. Day by the authorities in British Guyana created significant anxiety among the authorities and planter class in Barbados. These elements in Barbados were particularly concerned about the possible loss of the large pool of underemployed, poorly paid laborers leaving for better wages and conditions offered in British Guyana. British Guyana at the time was experiencing a boom in investment in its sugar industry and was recruiting labor for this developing sector. Their laborers, like the ones in Barbados, also had issues with wages and conditions the planters in British Guyana offered. But, unlike Barbadian workers, they could become independent farmers as British Guyana had large areas of unoccupied land. Barbadians were stuck in plantation labor. The attack on Mr. Day was therefore predictable. Firstly, notices were placed in newspapers warning persons in Barbados and the West Indies in general that some of these labor agents were advertising contracts of labor that were fraudulent. Additionally, Mr. Day was accused of not following the correct procedures in setting up his office in Barbados and was taken to court for not paying the appropriate fee for his advertisements in the newspaper. Because of the controversy surrounding the presence of Mr. Day in Barbados, the British Guyana authorities withdrew Mr. Day's appointment as an emigration agent in September of 1839. However, this did not prevent Mr. Day from recruiting workers for British Guyana, as he then advertised himself as an independent agent. On this particular occasion, Mr. Day had been placed before the court for continuing to recruit workers for British Guyana and was convicted and fined £50. However, Mr. Day appealed the conviction on the grounds that he was not provided with the appropriate documents on the charge laid against him by the court. The court ruled that this was an oversight on its part and reduced the fine to £25. The organized attempts to prevent Mr. Thomas Day from recruiting Barbadian workers for British Guyana was indeed a failure. Records of the mid-19th century to early 20th century show that thousands of Barbadians migrated to British Guyana to better their lives there and to assist their families in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.